There is a larger scale investigation long-term of the second major broadcaster, ZDF in Germany, into Russian interference on many, many different aspects on the German situation and sabotage acts and other acts that happened in Germany since 2015. One of these investigations focused on a terrorist attack, a knife attack of an Islamist against a right-wing extremist in Mannheim in May last year, 2024. The data analysis that they came up with using simple technical tools was that there was a strange spike in searches for Mannheim terror attack from Russian IP addresses just prior to the attack, a couple of days prior to the attack, and a couple of hours before the attack, a spike in searches from allegedly Russian IP addresses saying Mannheim attack and the name of the perpetrator of the attack, the full name of the perpetrator. This seems to indicate, according to their investigations, that there was some Russian involvement potentially in the terror attack because there seems to be some prior knowledge in the attack. Now, there is some criticism on the technical tools used. The tools doesn't really necessarily guarantee that this specific combination of words has been searched. It also doesn't deal with the question, was there a VPN used or not? But it is certainly something very strange.
Does this have any legs to it? What's your thought about this? What's the possibility that this could be true?
Well, look, this is not a proof, although it's always difficult to prove something that happened online. Is there a strategic interest of Russia to make sure that there is as much societal disruption in Germany as possible at any point? Absolutely. Germany, after the United States, is the largest weapons contributor to Ukraine, always has been. Is there the ability of the Russian services to do something like this? Absolutely. They are very eclectic in who they support. Doesn't really matter whether you are Renvi or left-wing or Islamist. The point of hybrid warfare is disruption. Whoever is the biggest disruptor or has an opportunity to disrupt will get support. There have been actual Russian terror preparations and sabotage attacks in Germany in the past. There was a murder complot against the CEO of the largest arms manufacturer in Germany, Rheinmetall, a couple of months ago. There have been sabotage acts, but all of these perpetrators knew they acted on behalf of Russia. This would be the first instance where the perpetrator didn't know, and he's in court, and he says he thought he was communicating with people from Afghanistan and Pakistan, and it's difficult to prove that this is not Afghanistan, Pakistan, or at least the court was not able to at the moment. So this would be the first incident. Has the Soviet Union, KGB, done something in the past like this? Absolutely it did. So it is, at the moment, a pure indication. There are very grave technical faults with the software used, and the discussion is ongoing, but it is something that is 100% something that you would have to take into consideration.
As you've said before, you know, it's not unusual for Moscow to be involved in these kinds of underhanded things. We know that there was an assassination in broad daylight some years ago of someone that the Russians actually...
In a park in Berlin.
Yes, the Russians actually got the assassin back in a swap for Paul Whelan and a couple of other Americans. So it's not unusual that they would do something like this. But could you sort of think about, maybe tell us what you think about the possibility that this may not be the only thing, may not be the only scenario of terrorism that has terrorism on it that they may be involved in?
Yes. I mean, we've discussed on your show many, many times that Germany had a very peculiar string of terror attacks, 8 terror attacks in 10 months between May 2024 and the end of February 2025. This never happened in Germany before. Not even when we had the Red Army factions in the 60s, 70s, and 80s Did we have such a progression and short space between terror attacks in this country ever? This is very peculiar. It was also a major election year. Regional elections, European elections, national elections. So obviously there is some either very peculiar coincidence that we had a super disruption until February and then nothing since, luckily, or there is something more going on. But what you have to take into consideration is what we also discussed many times on your show is there are a million reasons that would explain this without Russia. Germany is the largest, after the United States, arms supplier to Israel, always has been. We've been in the crosshairs of Islamist groups for years, especially since they're no longer under pressure in the conflict areas. There is a Hamas plot of a terror attack, which is now adjudicated in court, that was targeting Germany, no other country in Europe but Germany, last year. So this is a peculiar, all I can say professionally at the moment is that this is a very unusual string of terror attacks from all different ideological persuasions, Islamists, outright wacky, if you think about Magdeburg, bis hin to ISIL attack, Solingen, classic ISIS lone actor attack. Could there be a hand of Russia in it? Absolutely. We just don't have the proof yet, but this is certainly an investigation which is now looked at very, very, very closely, not only by the German media, but also by the German security services, to see whether there is a hand in it. Because as I said, never ever did we have a string of terror attacks like this, ever, in the history since the Second World War.
And the final thing I'd ask you, you said we just don't have the proof yet. Do you believe the entry of these government entities into the investigation accelerates, improves, escalates the capability to possibly develop that proof?
Yes. So far it's been, if you just talk about the Mannheim attack, it's been a classic police investigation. You had a perpetrator, you were figuring out what the motivation was, you were looking at the online one. There was really no need to large scale involve the intelligence services because it seemed pretty clear what was going on. The one last remaining question mark was an individual that the perpetrator prior to the attack regularly communicated with, and that individual's identity and location was never established. So yes, Russia pumps extremist material of all kinds into the German social media space. Can they radicalize people and hope that there is an attack? Absolutely. But the point here is that most of these terror attacks happened just prior to important elections last year. And so it would be impossible for Russia just to do this by spreading propaganda material. Yes, maybe someone will eventually do a terror attack, but if it's about triggering an attack during a specific time frame, you have to communicate directly with that individual. And that last question mark, who is the individual that the perpetrator communicated with, who he thought was in Afghanistan and Pakistan, that I think is a very key aspect. And only intelligence capabilities may just about able to establish that. The one question mark I have professionally is, if you know that you're having a terror attack or preparing a terror attack with a perpetrator in Mannheim, why would you even Google that before it happens? All you have to do is turn on your television in Moscow and see what the news report, definitely the German news, will pick up on a terror attack, guaranteed to be, guaranteed that you would get media coverage, and then you know that it worked. You don't need to Google that beforehand.
Yeah.
So the assumption here would be super professional and very sophisticated before the attack happens, right, in the preparation. But then all of a sudden you switch personalities and you get lazy, careless, and pretty amateurish and Google that beforehand from a Russian IP address. I mean, as if no one has ever heard of a VPN in the Russian intelligence services. So that would be my major question on the assumption, but this may not belie the fact that we still don't know who that other guy is that the perpetrator communicated with.
Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director with the Counter-Extremism Project. JJ Green, WTOP News.